Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Why you pause it? Wetter.
Wetter.
Uh-huh. You dirty birdie. I cannot. Messing up the song. It wasn't supposed to be like that.
I mean,
it's a kid's song.
Was it really? Because back in the day, some of the things that Disney was doing was a little questionable. We just didn't recognize. Man.
Frax, when you go back, you rewind something like, wait a minute. I know what that means now.
Well, if y'all haven't been able to pick up on this.
Yes.
The new The Little Mermaid is out, and we got to get into it.
Yes. Hi, what's up? It's Drea.
And it's your girl, Lise.
Yes, and sadly, well, not sadly, because Chloe is going to enjoy herself with a little vacation.
Yes. Look, today. Y'all know Chloe is a world traveler. She outliving her best life.
She sure is. Live it, girl.
But we do miss you, though.
But yeah, so it's just going to be me and Lise with a quick little cocoa bit today. We just had to talk about The Little Mermaid.
Now, before we get up into it, we know y'all love The Little Mermaid, but we need y'all to love us too, okay? Stop being a creeper. Look, I done said this to y'all before. Mm-hmm. Like, comment, and subscribe. Hit that notification bell so you can be notified every time that a video drops. Coco Convos Pod on all social media. Come on now, get into it, babes. We need y'all.
Come on. Stop being a stalker.
Right. Stop being a stalker. I see the stats, okay?
Come on over. Come on over.
Come
just like
on over. Come on over, baby.
This song is so long. I'm so mad.
We're taking
about
it all the way with all the old.
The oldest.
What was that? What were they a part of? What was Christina Aguilera? What was it? The Mickey something?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse Club.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yep. Look.
Oh my God. We're doing all Disney today, aren't we? Yes, oldies but goodies. I love it.
Look, I digress. Yes. I digress.
Let's go, because this is supposed to be quick, and it's not looking like that it's about part. To be that way if we don't get it together. Keep it together.
So, the new Little Mermaid. Super excited for the simple fact that Ariel is being played by Halle Bailey.
Yeah. Go, Hallie. Go, Hallie. Go, Hallie.
First of all, I love the fact, I don't even want to call it a phase. Mm. I just like this. I'm going to call it a transition. Mm. Because we already knew Black is dope. So,
yes.
Just to have that positive representation, I was definitely excited. You know, I'm all about supporting anything Black. Remember when I used to do that?
I know. We need to have that as like a piece of our soundboard as well.
Right. Anything black.
You'd be so annoyed with us, wouldn't y'all? I'm sorry. But we would do it.
Facts. I'm all about supporting our people in whatever way that I can for things that are positive.
Yes.
So yeah. Definitely was excited about this.
Me too.
One of the things that I thought that was so cute, first of all, we bought our tickets in advance so we could make sure we could go and see it.
Facts.
So there's that.
2 weeks in advance. That's how I
and
was.
And we did. Yep.
I was like, oh, and no, going to see this.
And go look, okay, and the matinee. Mm-hmm. Look, going to the matinee
30%
is cheaper.
Off. I saw it in 3D, so damn right I saw the matinee. I was like, yep.
It's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved seeing all the little girls. So, of course, you know, going to the matinee, you're there earlier in the day, so you'd see all the families that are coming out.
Yes.
All the little girls, all different ethnicities. I absolutely loved it. Dressed in their little Ariel costumes. Mm-hmm. One of the girls was doing a little photo shoot.
Oh,
because you know how they have the like little billboard thing, the cardboard cutouts in the theaters.
Oh yeah.
She, then they had like this little seat in front of it. And so the little girl was laying on her stomach with her little,
little fins.
Aerial outfit. So her fin could be in the back,
oh, my God.
But she also had the little, Ursula stuffed toy top of her, like on her back. And she was doing a little photo shoot. I was like, get it, girl. You cute.
Mm-hmm.
You cute. And she was just smiling. I loved it.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, they showed out for this and I love it.
I can't wait to see the official numbers like Tuesday. Just so we can see, like, for the full Memorial Day weekend, what were her numbers? What did it do?
Mm-hmm.
So
it had to be good because, like, almost every show that I was about to look up, like, once I bought my ticket, I didn't really look. But then the day I went, I looked and saw that, like, almost every theater was sold out. I was like, ooh, I'm glad I got my fucking ticket.
Okay, because the theater, even with us going at 11:45, that thing was sold out.
Yeah.
So... yeah, it was dope. One thing that I found interesting before we get into the actual movie itself, they were did they do this out there? They were handing out surveys.
No, they didn't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they gave, they were asking us, they were like, once the movie is done, would you mind taking a survey about the movie? Now, we had too many other things to do after the fact, so I was like, no.
Sir, no.
No, it's a no for me. But I just found that very interesting that they were handing out physical surveys for people to fill out after the fact. So
you should have jacked one anyway.
I probably should have, regardless of whether I was going to fill it out or not, just so I could see what questions were being asked, but I didn't.
Was this appropriate? I ain't never heard nobody send out a survey.
Me neither.
That's interesting.
So let's get into it.
Yes. Okay. So firstly, tell me your thoughts. Did you enjoy the experience of The Little Mermaid?
I did.
There's some hesitations there, though. I see it. I see it. And it's cool because I have some of my own. But yeah, go ahead.
So I feel like Haley did an amazing job, or Hallie did an amazing job. And the only issue that I had with her was, what are we doing with the hair? I didn't understand when she's underwater, we don't have locks. We've got a couple of braids. But then when we are out of water, we are nice and locked up and everything. Make that make sense. I didn't get that.
But obviously course, not her. That was a creative choice.
Yeah, it was, but it was a choice that didn't make sense to me.
Facts.
Of course, her voice, absolutely beautiful.
Stunning. Loved it.
She looked amazing. Her acting was on point. Honestly, I think her depiction of Ariel was great. It's something about when you take something from being a cartoon to being live action that you just miss certain pieces from the cartoon that you just can't get in a live action film.
Agreed. Especially something as fantastical as a mermaid.
Yes. Yeah. Like, I expected more from, like, her fins. Like, I think the most that we got a little bit of a show of her fins were when she was giving up her damn voice. And pulling off one of her scales.
Right, yeah. Because we didn't see any up close. Like, I was like, oh, I guess she does have scales, huh? Like, I knew that. Didn't dawn on me until we saw a scale.
I loved, even for the sisters.
Oh, I loved them. They were all gorgeous.
The different, yes, like the seven sisters from the seven seas, all different shades, different ethnicities. That was beautiful.
Yes.
Good old King Triton. I was like, where have I seen this man before? And I had to look him up after the fact.
It was bugging you the whole time, wasn't it?
It was bugging me the whole time because I'm trying not to be that person that be on a phone during the movie because I didn't want to miss nothing. But I remember him from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Love that shit. He did a good job.
But he did a good job. Loved Melissa McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she killed the hell out of that Ursula.
I was like, bitch can sing? Okay, let's go.
Right. Learn something new about her every time that she comes on screen.
So multifaceted. She's one of my favorites ever.
Awkwafina.
Mm-hmm.
Love her.
She's always a moment. I love her so much.
Yes, she killed Scuttle.
Mm-hmm.
I think the banter back and forth between Scuttle and Sebastian was always one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they really did a good job in this movie. Now, let me talk about Sebastian. This has bothered me for years.
Man.
Since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Why are y'all telling us that Sebastian is a crab? When he was in the movie, he looked like a lobster.
He didn't look like nobody's lobster.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
In the animated movie? Yes, he does.
Oh, in the animated movie.
The animated movie. Y'all tell us that Sebastian is supposed to be a crab. Yet he, in the animated movie,
looks
just like a lobster. But then...
Put that together.
I'm glad that they made it right.
Yeah, they was like, oh no, he's an actual crab.
He's a crab.
Oh my God, how long did I ever watch? Oh, I never put that together. I took it as face value. Wow. But now here living a lie. What the fuck?
Look, I know they all crustaceans, but we know what they look like.
You're
Come
right.
on now.
Mm-hmm. Show isn't... I mean, a lobster is a part of the... What do you call it?
Very much so.
Family,
the crustacean family. Mm-hmm. But there is a difference.
Very distinct difference. You was right. Oh my God, he had a whole tail. Didn't he? He had
and
a
even
whole
just
tail.
Even just his shape, mm-hmm. like he's literally shaped like a lobster, like with the little tall, elongated,
super the elongated long head. Claws with the legs are short.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I never put that together. Damn.
So when I saw him on screen, I was like, look at God, they done finally did right by our Sebastian. And David Diggs played him, and I like him. He's played in a couple different things.
Oh,
but
he was in Lafayette in Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. But he was also in that. Was it a train movie? Now I can't remember.
You're talking about.
He's a hip hopper. He's a hip hopper. He's known for, I say hip hopper in the most not urban way. I apologize.
What do you mean by hip hopper?
He raps. Like, that's part of his, I don't remember if he has an album, but like, at least in Hamilton, he's rapping more than he's singing.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
The version that he was in.
Right,
because so
you
know.
Don't have Disney Plus.
I do. I just haven't watched that.
Oh, it's on Hamilton's on there. You should watch it.
I
for the
remember
culture.
Him from Snowpiercer.
Oh, was he on that one?
The most recent. Yeah, he was one of the main characters on Snowpiercer.
Oh,
the,
I didn't
the
so
most
watch the
The
show.
Latest series that they put out of Snowpiercer, because you know there's been a couple different depictions
right.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the one they put on TNT, he's in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, he played Sebastian, and I loved him as Sebastian. I feel like he did a great job.
It was funny because I had no idea. I went in and I didn't Google anybody. The only person I really knew was Hallie, Melissa McCarthy, and then Awkwafina because her voice mm-hmm. is so distinct. So I had no idea who these
the
folks
others.
Were. And I'm sitting here like, I'm just going to sit here and enjoy it and figure out who these people are later.
Yeah.
So I was
what
like.
What were your thoughts?
I don't know. I feel like I just couldn't. I have The Little Mermaid, or the original movie, because I never mm-hmm. watched the sequels because I wasn't about sequels. I always feel like sequels were done with Disney back in the day. Couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Especially when the actors changed. I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. Y'all tripping. Mm-mm. So I used to listen to Little Mermaid religiously. Me and my mm-hmm. sister had that bitch on repeat. The VHS, mind you. That's how old I am.
Look,
the
okay.
The VHS. We wore that tape out. Okay. We still have that tape. My sister has it.
Where you had to put your finger in there and start kind of rewinding it back yourself because mm-hmm. it got too old. Yeah, girl.
Now, see, we had a manual rewinder because we like to keep the VCR unoccupied while we rewinding. It was a separate Corvette-shaped rewinder, and you pushed it down, and it was automatic. We was styling, okay? But, in those days, we used to wear that out. I swear, when I went to college, I listened to The Little Mermaid to fall asleep to. It was my comfort. And I'm 20 years old listening to The Little Mermaid regularly.
Yeah.
So for me, Sebastian's voice was so iconic
that
I just like, not to say he didn't do a good job, but like for me, I just couldn't get past the timing of certain sayings. So for me, it was more a timing issue, not necessarily the voice, I guess, but it was just like, sometimes I feel like they didn't take their time enough with moments that should have been more emotional. Like, and that's my issue with a lot of their live action. It's like, you have this whole iconic scene and y'all switch it up in just a way to me that's a little too awkward.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably just the whole point of like the problem with live action versus cartoon, you know?
Yep.
Because I mean, people in real life wouldn't necessarily say it the way that they say it as a cartoon. So probably wouldn't land right at all.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my issue with it. But Halle did a great job. I completely agree with you there. Sebastian did do a great job though. Like once I got past the, he's not my original Christian.
There you go.
Once I got past that, once I got past that, then I was okay. you know, because I did love the way Scuttle and Sebastian had the little banter. That shit was, that was my favorite part, I think. Like, especially when they were trying to get them to kiss. Kiss the girl. I love the way they worked that whole scene out. Like, it was slightly different.
Because so in the cartoon, Scuttle was struggling. And I remember.
Oh, my God.
And Eric was like, oh, somebody should probably help that bird.
I remember
that from the animated one, but it was just the way that she did it. She was on struggle bus.
But that's
what made it so funny because Awkwafina is hilarious. So I like the fact that she just kind of owned the comedic side of Scuttle.
Yes, she did. She leaned into it super hard and I was really happy with that. She's like, ha, just wait. You don't understand what I'm saying? They were like, no. Bitch, what did you mean? It's not obvious.
I did not. To kind of go back to the animals or the fish, okay? Hmm. Why was Flounder so tiny?
He was so tiny. But it's a real representation of the fish, though.
I know, but if we're thinking about the cartoon, he was at least, he kind of was like a puffer fish almost.
No, he was.
On how inflated
on how
he was in the animated one compared to.
Is that more real? Because now I'm thinking about a flounder is like a bottom dweller, aren't they? Aren't they a flat fish? Or am I thinking of a dover. Now I feel like I need to Google this. What does a flounder actually look like?
They are kind of like,
I feel like they're more flat.
They are, but it was the way that he was depicted in the, I mean, again, cartoon versus the reality, but he looked like a baby fish.
Yeah, he did. Oh, no. I'm mad at this one picture that pulled up on Google. I'm going to have to save that and put it on Instagram. Because the latest picture at your looks, Lise. Oh my God. I am upset at this. I don't know. Can you see that?
Ooh, uh-uh.
That's going on Instagram because the way that just popped up on my shit. That is terrible.
Well, that definitely does not look like flounder.
Facts. I was like, oh, look like super awkward, huh?
He was so, honestly, I feel like for this, that flounder didn't really have too big of a role.
He really didn't. Like,
which what, is not, that's not the way that.
That was her role, dog.
Exactly. That was her role, dog. And I feel like they could have given him a little more time. Mm-hmm. I feel like they took away from Flounder and gave more to Scuttle, which I'm kind of not mad at it because I love Scuttle. So yeah.
I feel like the banter made it a better pairing.
Yeah, you know? It did.
Because Flounder sounded really young to me. I don't know.
Extremely young. Mm-hmm. This is what I missed from, since we're talking about the live action versus the animated. Mm-hmm. In the animated, I loved seeing for Ursula, like her like sea dungeon or cave, mm-hmm. all the lost souls.
Yes.
Where were the lost souls? You know, they look like shriveled. They look like shriveled up brown shrimp, mm-hmm. that were like,
like, help me.
Where was that? Yes. Yeah. There was none of that. None even of with that. When King Triton, when she took his Triton from mm-hmm. him.
Everybody returned back to normal. He shrivels
down. But he shrivels down into a lost soul. Mm-hmm. They look like some weird looking little brown shrimps or brown worms or like something.
Overdone.
Just mm-hmm. like goo. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. They didn't even do that for him. He just disappeared.
Yeah, I didn't know about that part. Like,
I feel like they could have did some CGI lost souls. Come on.
Yeah. Poor unfortunate souls.
But she killed that song,
though. She did. Oh, I love Melissa. But even still, I had a problem, like, just a little bit between Melissa's type of, like, humor. It went well. It was just her tone. I feel like she used Ursula's tone and then she used her tone as Melissa. And I feel like that part,
I would have clashed.
Yeah, I wanted her to stay either with Ursula's tone or just keep it more her. You know, I feel like it was just a little bit too much back and forth for me. But overall, I feel like she killed it, though. I loved that she left the life's full of tough choices, isn't it? In her. That was like my mom's favorite part. Every time it came on, that was my mom's part. So I was like, thank you for leaving that shit in. That was iconic. I love it. But
the other part that I didn't like that they took out, the iconic kitchen. Sebastian. Yes!
I was singing that too.
Sebastian and the chef. Sebastian and the chef. That was one of my favorite parts in the animated movie.
Yeah.
Of them battling back and forth in the kitchen.
Right. Because he's supposed to like still be having a fight with him during the ceremony. I was mad there was no ceremony.
There
whatsoever.
Was no ceremony either.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, though? Them taking out the kitchen scene, it didn't mess with the flow of the story. And I get that's why they didn't have it. You know, because they spent more time with them in the village this time. And I feel like that part, when they kind of diverted from the actual script, that's part of my favorite portions. When they actually didn't try to keep it too true to the original. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm okay with them not having the kitchen scene, even though I did miss it a little bit. Because the kids will never know. This newer generation will not know about the chef. And that makes me sad.
Make your babies watch the original animated first. Mm-hmm.
You have to pay homage, okay?
Yes, yes. So one thing that we both have not talked about, how did you feel about Eric's character?
Okay. My main complaint, I didn't mind him. But his song was trash.
Yeah. Oh, girl. And it was very like, what is very this? Pitchy. It was very pitchy.
It's like, but not only that, it was his acting during that particular song. I mean, I don't ever want to, like, you know, acting is an art. People critique and shit. You know, I'm not trying to be like a hard critic and stuff like that. But to me, the song, I was disappointed because I like Lin-Manuel Miranda. Mm-hmm. And he wrote the other songs that weren't part of the original. Excuse me.
Jeez. Look, now you got to hit us with a me, me, me. When you clear your throat like that.
Mommy made me mash my M&Ms.
Ooh,
You don't remember that warm up?
No.
Oh my God, it's an actual thing.
Mommy made me mash
my M&Ms. Vocal exercises. What was I in the middle of saying? Oh, I just didn't get down with that. That whole scene felt overacted to me.
Yeah.
You know, but I just didn't like the song. I was like, is it just the song that I couldn't stand and everything else just was like meh? Or I don't know, maybe it was just the whole combination. I didn't mind him. I thought I like his tone, but I was really disappointed that that's the song that they gave him. I feel like we could have done better there.
I also just felt a little ways about, let me not say I felt a way. Let me say what I can appreciate about the storyline. They gave a little more background into Eric.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially you have a white prince being raised by a black queen mm-hmm. who adopted him. I was like, oh, okay. I also just appreciated the simple fact that compared to the animated version, you are in the Caribbean, okay?
Facts. It a little bit. There's got to be a splash of color somewhere, right?
Right. Where is the melanin? Mm-hmm. There was none in the animated, but yeah. To actually see it. What I enjoy is that the Caribbean is filled with all kinds of people.
Yes.
And so, yeah, like how you said, how they did the various scenes of them being in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to see
diversity.
More. Yes, the diversity great. That was there. Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that. Even the part that cracked me up was the fact that she kicked them shoes off
mm-hmm.
and was like, why am I wearing these little witch-looking boots when everybody else is walking on this sand mm-hmm. in these Jesus sandals?
Yeah, she's like, give me some of those. I mean, why? And I'm sitting there like, but why are they so fully dressed in the Caribbean? That bitch got to be right. Hot.
Oh, yeah. Sweating.
Mm. And you know,
sweaty, sweaty.
A lot of their things were made of wool back in the day. Oh my God.
Right.
Oof. They're in full suits. The leggings and everything. Even the men, just everything. I can't imagine. Oh, that'd be hot as fuck.
No, I did enjoy what I appreciate that they kept the same was Max, his dog.
I love Max.
And Sir Grimsby.
Mm-hmm.
Even all the way down to his beard. Like facial hair, yeah, the way his beard did. And everything. I'm glad that they kept that the same because mm-hmm. that was Eric's right-hand man.
Sure was.
And dog.
I know. I love them so much. And you know what was interesting? I thought that it was funny that they still used the statue, but they didn't like make such a big deal of it in the beginning like yeah. it was in the animated film.
Yeah.
But she still ended up, excuse me, still ended up using it. But I love how it ended up looking like that old piece of art with the man, the man missing the arms.
Yes.
Like that's yes. hilarious to me.
What I also enjoyed in the end, so even though they didn't have the actual like wedding ceremony,
mm-hmm.
but when she's, I guess they're going off on their uncharted water voyage / honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
And King Triton pops back up, but they got all the mermen and mermwomen.
People, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody is there. I enjoyed that because you didn't see that in the animated one. But overall, I would have to say I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It's not my favorite live action.
Yeah.
From Disney. I still, to this day, my favorite live action that they've done was Jungle Book.
Oh, I don't even think I watched that one.
Oh my God. I'm going to need you to watch it. Jungle Book to this day is still my favorite one.
Yeah. I feel like
I kind of... King Louis.
King Louis. Oh, my God. Maybe I did watch it once, but I don't know. I have a thing. I'm not particularly keen on any of their live actions. I feel like maybe it was either Beauty and the Beast or Cinderella that was like my favorite because they were like one of the first ones. But ever since then, I feel like they've been hitting the mark for me. I couldn't even stand to watch Aladdin all the way through. Like, I literally gave it 10 minutes and I was done.
Speaking of Aladdin, I'm going to need the actor that played
so loud. He needs to get his life together and support.
Several seats.
I was like, wow, you rude fucker.
I hope Little Mermaid does way better than Aladdin.
Just because you want to shoot somebody down.
Right.
What happened to team play? Like, you're on the same team. You're both minorities Disney. For Disney. Yeah,
minorities and Disney actors. Come on, bruh. I was too, but that part of it is just for the simple fact that no one can depict the genie better than Mr. Robin Williams. Facts. And Will tried it. It was an epic fail for me. So
I couldn't get into it at all. I was like, no, this is not working for me. Mm-mm. Not even a little bit. Like, I literally gave up. I was like, dude, this is terrible. Nope. Like, sorry, Disney, you failed on this one. Because I can't. JC even, he grew up with that one. You know, he's not even like a musical person.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, we're not doing this. Like, no. Mm-mm.
But I think overall, The Little Mermaid was definitely good. Very cute movie. Still close to the animated.
Yeah.
I still think they did a good job with it being close to the animated one. And I would watch it again.
Yeah, me too. I think that for me, I thought I was going to get super emotional. I was all prepared to be bawling my eyes out. Like, and I got emotional during Ariel's song in her treasure trove. I got emotional on that song. For one, Hallie's voice is amazing.
Which one is that? Part of That World?
I got gadgets and gizmos plenty. I got who's this and what's it galore.
Come through vocals.
Thanks, that was all. But, you know, that one. So, but yeah, Part of Your World. I couldn't remember the lyrics. Sometimes you have to sing from the beginning to understand what you're... But I feel like... I got emotional in that part just because I was like, the monumental moment we're looking at right now. Like, a Black Disney princess for live action who has nothing to do with an animal. Like, in a way, she kind of does. But, like, she's the closest to a human Black princess we got, right? And she's here for the next generation of little girls.
Yeah,
and little people who are going to be inspired by that. That for me was just like, I don't even care if I necessarily like it all that much. I know that I have something to compare it to, but I feel like kids in this day and age are just going to grow up loving it and it'll become the classic that the first Little Mermaid was for me. And that is so exciting, you know?
Yeah.
And seeing the little white girls and the Little Mermaid get up just... sitting just with the little as Black excited. Girls. Just yes, as excited.
That's what I love.
Seeing yourself in a character doesn't necessarily mean you see their race. And I'm just so excited about the future of what Disney is going to be for the next few generations. Because, like, even just the diversity that they brought into it, the Queen is Black. The Mr. Grimsby was, I think he was Indian. I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, it seemed. You know?
And I think just seeing all the diversity
Mm-hmm. It's just And no one questioning it.
No one questioning it. It's just real life. I was like, yes, this is amazing. This is the life I want to live.
You've got black maids, white maids that are working in the castle, even just in the city, all kind of diversity. You got King Triton, who is Spanish, but he's got... seven daughters of all different types of ethnicities. Yep. Like, I just, I love that. That's what it's about, is just the representation and bringing everybody together. That way people can see themselves in whichever light or depicted in a positive way, I guess you could say.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm curious to see what's going to be next. I haven't even looked to see what, if there's any other live action ones that might be coming out, but I'm excited for them. I like going from the animation to the live action has been it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Not everything can be done, but what they've done so far.
For the most part.
For the most part. Has been good. Yes.
But there's some I wish that they would just have not done.
Aladdin. But we digress. Digress. Look,
Dockeries.
That's all we got.
Yup.
Hey. We ain't got no more.
No more.
Now, if y'all have lasted however 30 minutes or whatever with us and you still haven't hit that bell, we got a problem now. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Come on and like us. Don't you want to be friends? Come on, be our friends.
Follow us on all social media, Coco Combos Pod.
Be a Coco babe. Come on through. Thank you.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Hey, thanks for joining us today, y'all. Appreciate you.
And in close words, bye.